asked me about this, so it gave me a chance to kind of think about it, and then I really didn't get anything together either. Thinking about our heritage, going back, Charlie mentioned several people that also come to mind for me. Some that I'd like to add to that are Miss Winnie and Miss Ida Burns. I knew Miss Winnie, I never knew Miss Ida. But my understanding is that those two women held this church together at times that it really should have folded up. I mean, I heard a story one time about Miss Ida coming and sitting on the steps at the church and doing Sunday school class because there was no minister and there was no money. And that was back, like, probably during World War II, World War I, long in that era. And I've heard stories from children that they taught that walked all the way from in town out here to come to Sunday school because of Miss Ida. I think about Mr. Bennett and Lucille, and I think about Joe and Brian Palmer, who lived in this house and had a big influence on our lives and our being involved in Bethel Church. They were good friends of Don's mother and daddy, and they and Miss Jo ended up being like another mother for us. And we felt from the very beginning, from the first time we ever came to Bethel, that the Lord had his hand on our lives about this, because there really was no reason that we should be meeting here today except for God's intervention. Because of his intervention in our lives and in Miss J's, it's made it possible for us to have the connection with the church and the part that was originally started. So we're very grateful for that. And I'm not really sure how long we have been doing the Heritage Sunday here. Maybe Phil knows, or somebody else, maybe Thelma knows. I'd kind of like to find out how long we've been doing it. I can't remember. But this is a very special place for me as far as my spiritual growth and the church being right close by and my growing up spiritually in Bethel Church. And a lot of y'all have had a big